Today we'd like to see the title of David's structure in 1 Chronicles, chapter 26, 27. To the souls on this online world through podcast or YouTube channel on birth, we'd like to suggest the three exposition questions. Number one, in chapter 26, verse 27, some of the spoils won in battles they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord. What does it mean, the context, and how can you apply it to our lives? Question 2, in chapter 26, verse 29, of the Israelites, Kenai and his son performed duties as the officials and judges of Israel outside Jerusalem. What does it mean, the context, and what can we learn from here? Last question, in chapter 27, 33-34, Ahithophel was the king's counsel who said the Archite was the king's companion, and Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benaiah. Then Abiathar, and the general of the king's army was Joab. What do these mean in the context, and what can we learn from here? In the last time, 1 Chronicles chapter 25, 31, the 24 for Romdant Ezra, his sons, his brother, and 12, to provide a structure order for the temple musical service. The musicians were organized into 24 groups, paralleling the 24 divisions of priests. This system simplified the planning of temple duties, promoted excellencies through specialized training, offered a variety in worship by having different groups serve at different times, and allowed many individuals to participate. Today, it can be divided for comprehension as follows. Chapter 26, verses 1 to 19, gatekeepers, 28, treasuries, 29, 32, magistrates. Chapter 27, 1 to 15, military organization, 16, 24, leaders of tribes, 25 to 31, management of royal property, 32 to 34, David's personal officials. Chapter 26, 1 to 19, gatekeepers, concerning the divisions of the gatekeepers or porters over the Korahite, Meshulamite, the son of Kore, of the son of Asher. The 4,000 gatekeepers was all Levite. Other Levite were assigned specific daily responsibilities, except priests. Inspected equipment and utensils used in worship, and ensured they were properly returned. Others stored, organized, and maintained the food supply used by the priests and for sacrifices. Some carried for the temple furniture, and others kept accurate records of the offerings and the gifts that were brought to the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 23, 4 to 5, that just reference here indicated 4,000 gatekeepers. Verse 2, let me see. And the sons of Meshulamai were Zechariah, the firstborn, Jediel the second, Jebadiah the third, Jataniel the first, Elam the fifth, Johanan the sixth, Elihonai the seventh. Moreover, the sons of Obed-Edom were Semai, the firstborn, Jehoiada, the second, Joah, the third, Zechariah, the first, Netaniah, the fifth, Amiel, the sixth, Issachar, the seventh, Pelatai, the eighth, for God blessed him. God blessed his people, and children are descended as a blessing from the Lord. God never viewed the children as a burden, rather, He welcomes them and values them deeply. That cross-reference right here. Also, to Shemai, his son, were sons born who governed their father's houses because they were men of great ability. The sons of Shemai were Otana, Lephiel, Obed, and Elazabeth, whose brothers Elihu and Semachai were able men. All these were of the sons of Obed-Edom. They and their sons and their brethren, able men with strength for the work. 62 of Obed-Edom. And Meshulam had sons and brethren, 18 able men. Also Hosha of the children of Merari had sons, Shimri the first. For though he was not the firstborn, his father made him the first. Hilkiah the second, Tebalai the third, Zechariah the fourth, all the sons and brethren of Hosha were 13. Verse 12. Among these were divisions of the gatekeepers among the chief men, having duties just like their brethren to serve in the house of the Lord. That describes the maintenance side of the work. In addition, there was the responsibility of guarding the temple gates. Certain men were stationed to stand which at the entrances. The temple had an outer court, the court of the Gentiles, where Gentiles were permitted to enter, but only up to clearly marked boundary. Beyond that point, Gentiles were forbidden to pass, and warning signs were posted with the penalty of death for trespassing. Beyond this boundary was the inner court and the gates leading directly into the temple. Special families were assigned the duty of guarding these gates and controlling access to the sacred areas. 13. And they cast lots for each gate, the small as well as the great, according to their father's house. The lot for the east gate fell to Selemai, then they cast a lot for his son Zechariah, a wise counselor, and his lot came out for the north gate, to Obed-Edom, the south gate, and to his sons and the storehouse. 16, the Shupurim and the Hosha, the lot came out for the west gate, with the Shalakai gate on the ascending highway, watchman. Opposite watchmen. On the east were six Levites, on the north for each day, on the south for each day, and for the storehouse two by two. And for the power on the west, there were four on the highway and two at the power. This passage is especially about the guards who were stationed at the gate on the west side. It focused only on those assigned to stand watch at that entrance and does not address the other gates or broader duties. These were divisions of gatekeepers among the sons of Korah, among the sons of Merari. 20 of 28, that is all over them, the priests, right? Korah, no, Merari's sons. The treasury is 2028. On the Levites, Ahaziah was over the treasury, over the house and over the, not priest, that is a priest only, Aaron descendant, treasury over dedicated things. 20, some were appointed to supervise and manage the temple treasuries. 20, the sons of Ladan, the descendant of a Gershonite, Ladan, headers of their father's house, Ladan, the Gershonite, Jeli. The sons of Jeli, Jethro and Joel, his brother, were over the treasury of the house of the Lord. Over the Amramites, Israelites, and Hebronites, and Uzzites, Sheubel, the son of Gershon, the son of Moses, were the overseers of treasuries, and his brethren by Eliezer were Levite, his son, Josiah, his son, Joim, his son, Zechariah, his son, Shelomith, his son. The Shemloit, his brethren, were over all treasuries of dedicated things which King David and the heads of father's houses, the captains of thousands and hundreds, and the captains of the army had dedicated. 27. Some of the spoils won in battles they dedicate to maintain the house of the Lord. Normally, the spoils of war belonged to the victorious army. However, these soldiers willingly gave their share to support to the temple, offering them not out of obligation, but a joyful, cheerful, and loving response to God. 20. And all that Samuel the seer, Saul the son of Kishi, Abner the son of Ner, Joab the son of Zeruiah had dedicated, every dedicated thing was under the hand of Shelomith and his brethren. 29:32, magistrates. Over the Israelites, Chananias and his son performed duties as officials and judges of Israel outside Jerusalem. Over the Hebrite, Heshonites and his brethren, 1,700 able men, had the oversight of Israel on the west of Jordan for all the business of the Lord in the service of the being. 29. The next list concerns the officers and judges who also came from the tribe of Levi. They were responsible for rendering judgment in matters related to the law of God as well as the affairs of the king. To judge rightly, the Levites were required to be thoroughly familiar with the scripture. 32, and his brethren were 2,700 able men, head of fathers' houses, whom King David made officials of Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half tribe of Manasseh, for every matter pertaining to God's affairs to him. So next chapter, 27, verse 1. And the children of Israel, according to their number, the head of father's house, the captains of thousands, hundreds, and their officers served the king in every matter, the military divisions, 1 to 15 military organization. They functioned as the king's personal army, serving on a rotating monthly basis. Each month, a new command took charge of a division consisting of 24,000 men. Verse 2, over the first division of the Manasseh, Joshua, the son of Jephthah, and his division were 24,000. He was of the children of Perez, the chief of all the captain of the army. First month of the division of second month was Dodai, an Ahuite, and of his division, Mikloth also was the leader. In his division were 24,000. The third captain of the army for the third month was Benai, the son of Jehoiada. The priest was chief in his division were 24,000. This was the Benai, who was mighty among the 30 and was over the 30. In his division was Amazabath, his son. The first captain of the fourth month was Ashai, the brother of Joab. Jephthah, his son, after him, and his division were 24,000. The fifth captain for fifth month was Samhu, the Israelite, in his division were 24,000. The sixth captain for the 6 months was Ira, the son of Ikeshi, the Tekoite, in his division were 24,000. The seventh captain for the 7th month were Helezer, the Pelonite of the children of Ephraim, in his division were 24,000. The 8th captain of the 8th month was Shibekai, Hesite of Jejaite, in his division were 24,000. The 9th captain for the 9th month was Abiezer, the Anatotite of Benjamite, in his division were 24,000. The 10th captain for the 10th month was Maoli, the Netophite of Jeroite, in his division were 24,000. The 11th captain for the 11th month was Benai, the Peratonite, and the children Ephraim, and his division were 24,000. The 12th captain for 12th month was Heldai, the Nephthite of Otanel, and his division were 24,000. Furthermore, of the tribe of Israel, the office of the Reubenite was Eli the son of Zechariah of the Shimonite, Shephatah the son of Malachi. Verse 16 of 24, leaders of tribe of the Levite, Tabith the son of Carmel of the Aaronite, Zadok of Judah, Elu, one of David's brothers, over Issachar, Omri, the son of Michael, over Zebulun, Ishmael, the son of Obadiah, over Naphtali, Jerimoth, the son of Azuriel, over the children of Ephraim, Hosea, the son of Azazai, over the half-tribe Manasseh, Joel, the son of Pedaiah, over the half-tribe Manasseh and Gilead, Edo, the son of Zechariah, over Benjamin, Jashiel, the son of Abiana, over Dan, Azar, the son of Jerora. These were the leaders of the tribe of Israel. But David did not take the numbers of those 20 years old and under, because the Lord had said he would multiply Israel like the stars of the heavens. 24, Joab, the son of Zeruiah, began a census, but he did not finish, for wrath came upon Israel because of this census. Not was the number recorded in the account of the Chronicles of King David. The Chronicles of King David were historical records kept alongside other official documents. These records no longer exist, as noted in 1 Kings 14:19 and verse 25. The son of Adah was of the king treasuries, and Jehonadab the son of Uzziah was over the storehouse in the field, in the cities, in the villages, and in the fortresses. Ezra the son of Chelu was over those who did the work of the field for tilling the ground. And Shimei the Lamite was over the vineyard, and Jedi the Shipnite was over the produce of the vineyard for the supply of wine. Baal-Hanan the Gederite was over the olive trees and sycamore trees that were in lowlands. And Joash was over the store of oil, and Shitrite the Sharonite was over the herd that fed in Sharon, and Shephatah the son of Adai was over the herds that were in the valleys. Obil the Ishmael was over the camel. Jedonite the Meronite was over the donkeys, and Jaziah the Hagarite was over the flock. All these were the officials of King David's property. David had extensive resources and needed many people to manage them. He organized a team to oversee the farms, store the food, the tent, the olive orchards, and care for the herds in the various valleys, all under supervision of the official. 32-34, David's personal officials. And Jonathan, David's uncle, was a counselor, a wise man, and a scribe. And Jehiel, the son of Hachnoi, was the king's son. Ahithophel was the king's counselor, and Hussei, the Archite, was the king's companion. After Ahithophel was Jehoiada, the son of Benai, then Abiata, and the general king's army was Joab. Last question. When Absalom rebelled against David, Ahithophel betrayed the king and joined the rebellion. Meanwhile, Hussein pretended to support Absalom, and the counsel he gave ultimately led to Absalom's defeat. So cross reference right there. So we covered all three questions. So we may continue to keep on praying missionary prayer. Also, we are singing all together brochure, the last song. May God bless you.